For this Tuesday, November 25th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Maverick police say an Evansville man is behind bars after leading officers on a drunken high-speed chase. According to police, a Maverick Police Department officer tried to stop a speeding vehicle near Maple and East Sycamore Streets after the driver allegedly blew through several stop signs. When the officer switched on his emergency lights, the driver, later identified as Kalen Fuchs of Evansville, took off, continuing to run stop signs that even cut through an alley, yards, and private property along Elm Street. Police say the chase ended a short time later when Fuchs jumped out of the car and ran, but officers caught up with him quickly. They say he showed clear signs of intoxication, and a portable breath test measured his blood alcohol content at 0.158, nearly twice the legal limit. Officers also report finding suspected marijuana and multiple bottles of Miller Lite, some full, some empty, inside the vehicle. Fuchs was arrested and taken to the Posey County Jail. Junior Achievement of Southwestern Indiana officials say they have been selected as a recipient of the Ready 2.0 grant to support the development of the Junior Achievement Discovery Center. According to a press release, the Junior Achievement Discovery Center is a 24,000-square-foot experiential learning facility designed to inspire and prepare students for life beyond the classroom. Officials say it will serve students in grades 4th through 12th from across a 15-county region, offering immersed hands-on learning experiences that help young people. For more information about Junior Achievement of Southwestern Indiana and the Junior Achievement Discovery Center, you can visit swindiana.ja.org. The University of Evansville is launching a major new effort to boost literacy across the community. UE has been awarded the Forward Together grant to support its Literacy in the Community project, a partnership with the Evansville Promise Neighborhood and the Evansville Vandenberg School Corporation. The initiative focuses on two key areas. First, educators and others who work directly with students will receive professional development, including training in the science of reading and new coaching strategies. UE will also host a full-day literacy training event in the summer of 2026, featuring a keynote speech from a local author. The second part of the project brings literacy to families through special engagement nights at elementary schools. Those events will offer reading activities, free take-home books, and meals to help create a welcoming, family-friendly environment. The program is expected to reach more than 1,500 students and caregivers, helping strengthen reading skills at home and in the classroom. Officials say it builds on past Evansville Promise Neighborhood initiatives and deepens collaboration with EVSC and the mayor's office to support long-term reading success. Tonight in local high school sports, North Posey boys basketball plays their season opener at home with Central. The JV game begins at 5:30 and the varsity game is at 7 o'clock. North Posey girls basketball is also in action this evening as they play at Central. The JV game starts at 5:30 and the varsity game is at 7 o'clock. The Lady Vikings have a record of 3-1. Mount Vernon girls basketball plays in the Hamilton County, Illinois tournament at 5:30. Their opponent tonight is Steelville, Illinois. The Lady Wildcats are 1-3 on the season. Last night in local college sports, third-seeded USI volleyball lost in the semifinals of the OVC tournament to the number 2 seed Morehead State in 4 sets. The Screaming Eagles end their season with an overall record of 19-13. Evansville men's basketball finished up play in the Paradise Jam last night in the U.S. Virgin Islands with a 78-59 loss versus the College of Charleston. The Purple Aces finished 5th at the tournament as they beat Oregon State on Friday and then lost to Akron on Sunday and Charleston Monday evening. Connor Turnbull led the Aces with 18 points and 8 rebounds last night. Evansville is 3-5 on the year, and they don't play again until Wednesday, December 3rd at home when they welcome Ball State. This evening in local college sports, USI women's basketball has a home game versus Fisk at 6 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles are 3-1. Evansville women's basketball travels to SIU Edwardsville for a 6 o'clock tip-off. The Purple Aces have a 1-4 record. And from the NBA on Monday night, the Indiana Pacers lost at home versus the Detroit Pistons 122-117. Pascal Siakam led Indiana with 24 points. The Pacers' record is 2-15, and their next game is tomorrow night at the Toronto Raptors. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, November 25th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.